University of British Columbia professor Vili Christensen came to the annual science meeting to answer a single question.
Will there be any fish left in 2050? The answer we're going to give you in this panel is, yes, there will be fish left, but it will be a different ocean from what our parents and grandparents knew and what we see now.
Vili Christensen teaches marine ecosystem management at the University of British Columbia Fisheries Center. His vision for the future looks this way.
It will be one that's dominated by small fish, and the large predatory fish will largely be gone.
20 years ago, Christensen designed a computer tool called EcoPath to study complex marine ecosystems. Now EcoPath has 6,000 users in 155 countries. Christensen used 200 marine models from the EcoPath database for the analysis released at the Washington meeting.
We're estimating that the predatory fish, the large fish that eat other fish, have declined by 2/3 in the last 100 years. And the decrease is accelerating. In the last 40 years alone, 54% of that decline is estimated to have occurred. So it's recent and it's still happening. It's scary.
Over that same 100-year period, prey fish like anchovies, herring, and sardines have more than doubled.
We never had numbers for that before. We've expected that that might be the case. Now we have numbers documenting it. What has happened here is really we've changed the wild ocean. We've removed the big fish.
More prey and fewer predators could throw the ecosystem out of balance, Christensen says. That could promote the growth of alga blooms, which deplete oxygen in the water column. Christensen fears that marine animals and plants would then begin dying off in huge numbers.
If we look ahead, we're going to see less stable ecosystems in the oceans. There will be forage fish. There'll be very few of the organisms that are to control the ecosystem. We need the predators to keep the populations healthy of all the prey fish, and it will continue unless we change the way we manage the oceans.
What's driving these trends? Jacqueline Alder, coordinator of the Marine and Coastal Ecosystem Branch of the United Nations Environment Program, believes it's overfishing and pollution, complicated by global climate change. She says the future health of the ocean depends on fishing less, reducing wasteful bycatch, and taking action on multiple threats to marine ecosystems.
We need to think about expanding our marine protected area systems and also better management of those systems, reducing pollution, reducing the amount of pollutants coming in, including things like agricultural runoff. We'll also have to think about restoring some of our habitats like mangroves and coral reefs, and therefore the nursery habitats will be able to have fish that will grow up into adults and that will be available for the fishing community in 2050.
Fish now provide more than 3 billion people with at least 15% of their animal protein diet. According to the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, fish farms are set to overtake wild ocean catch as the primary source of food fish. Vili Christensen says the aquaculture industry currently relies on a variety of prey fish to feed its farm-raised species, and that practice is not conducive to a healthy ocean.
So I would say instead of fishing down the food web, we have to eat through the food web. We need to eat the sardines and the anchovies. That's happening increasingly, but the vast amount of these small fish are not being used for human consumption, and they could be.
Suggesting that by changing our eating habits, eating more prey than predators, we could help restore a more healthy balance to the ocean ecosystem. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.